A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 15. The demons, who are always waging war against us, try to prevent us from performing actions that are within our power and that would help us to acquire the virtues, while at the same time, they suggest ways of accomplishing things that in fact are impossible or else out of place. They compel those progressing in obedience to follow the hesychasts' way of life. And they implant in hesychasts and hermits a desire for the celibatic rule. They use a similar method with respect to every virtue, so let us be mindful of their designs, knowing that all things are good in their proper time and measure, while things lacking measure and out of place are noxious. St. Theodoros reminds us that in our spiritual life, we must constantly remember the activity of demons who try to prevent any growth in virtues and holiness. In this instruction, he addresses more to monks living their vocation in different ways. He uncovers the tactics of the demons which impose on the monks and seemingly pious ideas to change their way of life. They tell hermits that they will achieve sanctity rather through communal life in monasteries, and those who live communally that they will achieve perfection through a hermit way of life. A sign of temptation is the loss of joy and the filling of the heart with a certain melancholy, which leads to the neglect of the imposed duties and to the weakening of the prayer life. Although the above instruction was primarily intended for monks, it will also serve those in the world to recognize these moments of temptation. These principles of spiritual warfare are the same: melancholy in the soul associated with restlessness, the desire for things that lack their proper measure and place, and all this should lead us to increase vigilance. And it is very appropriate to share a confidence with our spiritual father so that with his help we can correctly distinguish this condition. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.